Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Bird Show.
How old is too young to start offering up an allowance? And does it set the wrong precedence with your kids?
My child is 3.5 years old.
Oh, hell no!
And I want to start giving her an allowance. And I'm wondering if it's a little too young, but I have thoughts. All right, I'd like to teach my kids financial responsibility. This would not be payment for doing household chores. Like, your job is being part of the family is doing chores. You don't get paid for that. This would just be like literal spending money. And then they could do extra chores around the house if they wanted more.
How is she earning this money?
She's just being given it. But the whole point is it's going to teach her how to handle her finances. So here's the thing. That $3 would be like her age or less a week. So $3 or like $150 would go into the bank of mom. And then we would keep a sheet adding up how much she gets. And if she hits a certain threshold, this is what I saw someone do, that she hits $100, I would give her 10% interest. So I'd give her an extra $10 so she can keep saving, right? If she wants to make a withdrawal to buy something, then we'd have a conversation about, well, you can do that. This is how many weeks it's going to take you to save up that money again.
Oh, Cassie.
This is how much money you've lost. And you're teaching your kid financial literacy.
I'm in my 40s and I can't follow.
it's great. Well, like, so if she wants to buy like a $30 stuffed animal, I would say, yes, it will take you 2 months to earn that money back, though. Is that something you really want to do? And then she could, it gives her a better concept of how, like, the value of money and how time is worth money and what it would take to save. And teaching kids financial literacy is a big thing. Like, my friend wrote a book, Financial Whiz Kids, like, you're supposed to teach them young so they really understand how to use money. And I don't think 3 is too young. Should we go to the store? She wants things. This is helpful for me as well. You can buy whatever you want. Is it in your budget? How long will it take you? You can make a withdrawal.
So your kid has Emory University blood through its veins. So your 3-year-old might be able to understand this concept.
Mine's got state school, baby.
Yeah, so
good
does
old
mine.
Kentucky.
State school, and I dropped out.
So I at least got my degree.
I do think that if you're going this route and you're trying to teach very like adult lessons here, I do think that there's one key piece missing, and that is earning the money.
Yeah.
Well, she's 3, though. Like, that's where
we come in.
She's 3.
Exactly.
And I really do want to separate allowance from chores. Like, you are expected to do chores no matter what. Like, I'm not going to pay you for being part of the family and cleaning up after yourself. I refuse. I'm not doing that. If you want to do extra stuff, like, when she's older, you want to wash the car for extra money. You want to do extra stuff for extra money. I'm happy to pay for that. But I think as a kid, an allowance, if I can afford it, you know, $3 a week, just to be able to buy something or have fun and learn the value of money, I think is a good thing. But I'm not paying for chores. I'm not paying for A's. I'm not paying for any of the stuff that you should be doing.
No, and I love like where your heart and your mind is at. I personally think 3 is too young, but I like as far as teaching them like fiscal responsibility, I think that's huge. I think it's so funny that at 3.5 you want to do this, and Bart in the neighborhood, and we're talking about we have like 5, 6, and 9-year-olds, he pays them to pick up pine cones with giant marshmallows.
Oh, that's adorable.
we literally always have a bag of giant marshmallows on hand, and the kids come over, they always play in our yard, and he's like, hey, you pick up the pine cones, I'll hook you up with the marshmallow, and those puppies are picked up in seconds.
I think if she can grasp onto the concept, I think it's a really great way to be able to teach her financial
independence, like knowing what to do with your money. And also it gives you an out anytime you're at a store. Instead of just saying no and you being the bad guy, she has an understanding of why you're saying no, which I actually think it's a great idea.
My grandmother wanted to start giving me an allowance when I was 8. And she gave me, she started off with like $100, which was supposed to go towards me getting an aquarium. And I spent all $100 at the ice cream truck in like five minutes. So maybe if they would have started when I was a little younger, by 8, I wouldn't have blew it.
I still think that there's some kind of lesson to be learned by earning the money and earning her way.
Because you don't get money for free.
Yeah, it just doesn't fall out of the sky. And really what you're doing to a 3-year-old is like, I'm giving you this money and I'm teaching you how to spend it, but I'm not teaching you how to earn it.
I mean, that's fair. We have conversations about money. Like, she'll say, why are you going to work? And I'll say, well, we go to work to earn money so we can buy food and pay the mortgage for the house and buy clothes. So we're having those conversations. I just kind of think we underestimate kids a lot. Like, a while back, I think, Kristen, you were watching that show on Netflix about the Japanese kids, was it, who are like toddlers, 3 or 4, and they're walking literal miles to the store by themselves. We see Top Chef Junior, where all these kids are like using sharp knives and flambéing stuff, and everyone's like, whoa. But kids are more than capable, and I want to challenge mine, though. But I'm afraid, I mean, if I make her work for an allowance, I feel like then we're entering like a very dangerous territory where DFAX is going to be like, hey, we heard you made your kid mop the floor by hand for $3.
Do we need to call like and be like, there's a sweatshop happening in Smyrna? Is that what you're saying?
So I'm just going to give her the money for now when she's a little older and able to do bigger chores, then we'll start working for it.
Gotcha.
This is The Burt Show.